Hey, welcome to Politico Tech. Today is Wednesday, October 25th. I'm your host, Stephen Overly. States have been watching for years as Washington debates new online safety measures to protect kids. And on Tuesday, they made clear they're done waiting. More than 30 states filed a federal lawsuit accusing Meta of designing its social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, to be addictive, and then deceiving the public about the harm they cause to the health and well-being of children.
I think it's the biggest coalition of states taking action in lieu of a federal law regulating tech.
This is Rebecca Kern. She's a tech reporter at Politico and has been covering the growing backlash from lawmakers and parents against social media. She tells me this lawsuit stands out because it's using existing state laws on consumer protection.
That is kind of a novel approach for tech, but one that has been successful in other fields like cigarettes and the tobacco industry. So I think they're using an old playbook where they've found harmful products and using their consumer protection laws to get changes from harmful operators like tobacco. And now they're going to replay that playbook with Facebook.
On the show today, Rebecca Kern breaks down the lawsuit. What's the core issue that these states are taking with Meta?
Yes, so it is pretty unprecedented. We have 33 states there, bipartisan, Republican and Democrat states, using two laws. They're using a federal privacy law for kids, saying you violated that by collecting data from kids younger than 13, without permission from parents that they've observed. And also you're violating our consumer protection laws in our states by being deceptive in your practices in alleging these are safe apps for kids when we have found evidence showing otherwise. It's part of like a really kind of a national pushback we're seeing from lawmakers and parents and just frustration with a growing incidence of mental health problems facing young people today and correlating that with an increased use of social media. So I think they are using kind of a novel approach of these laws that they have on the books. Consumer protection laws have been in every state like for a long time. And it's kind of a unique approach to say, you, this large tech company that operates, you know, their services in our state are not being forthright in the services and the advertising and marketing you're alleging to our consumers. Like, you're not being an honest broker here that these are actually, that our kids are safe on your apps.
I mean, it sounds like basically these states are a little fed up that there has not been federal action. And so now they're using what laws they do have, yeah, looking at an old playbook and now trying to apply that to social media.
Yeah, the newest, like, harmful addiction platform, which is not a cigarette today. It's now social media. That's kind of what they're calling. Social media is like the new big tobacco. So I think, states have been successful in this in the past. And in lieu of federal action, they're doing what they can, you know, to act. And I think it's a huge moment. And it's like a moment of reckoning for Meta, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. 33 states. It's actually broader than that. I want to maybe add that it's a total of 42. If you include 8 states and D.C. have filed in their state courts in addition to the 33 who filed in a federal court in California. So it's almost every state.
And so, as you're saying, states have made deception the focus here, not the harmful content that they claim is on the platforms. Why?
Well, there is this big law called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It's been on the books for almost 30 years. That is a big legal shield for these large tech companies like Meta, wherein it does people can bring lawsuits, but they will likely fail because it protects them from being held liable for most content they host on their websites and saying, you know, this is a third party person posting it. We aren't doing it. Why the deceptive act is and practices approach is different. They're alleging the product itself, not the content on it, is harmful. That this product and these companies like Meta have designed it to be addictive. And they have autoplay features. I mean, we're not even just talking Meta. This is a broad industry problem to keep kids engaged and keep them online. Their push alerts, their you name it, like a lot of features that the algorithms use to keep you engaged on their app and
it's all
keep
about
eyes
attention.
On it.
Attention, yes. Attention. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, Meta, as we can talk about it, but they've come forth and pretty defensively and said, listen, we've put forward 30 changes over, you know, the past several years. But we have evidence in this lawsuit that is trying to allege that that's not true, that there's still product features that are harmful to kids.
Well, let's talk about the evidence, because I'm curious what, you know, the success here, even though states are taking this approach of deception, you know, success is not a foregone conclusion. Do we have a sense of what evidence they're bringing to the table and what they need to prove here to be, you know, victorious in court?
And I will start this by saying I am not a lawyer, so I don't quite know how this will all play out. And Meta is a very well-funded company, so this is not going to be a short trial. Or if it goes to trial, it's not going to be a short process. But they're going to push back. But unfortunately, a lot of the juicy stuff, I think, is redacted. We don't quite see everything. There's a few examples where they're referring to the violation of this Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA, which is a federal law. And they refer to an Instagram Live with Adam Mosseri, Instagram's president, and at the time, an Instagram influencer who was 8. And she was saying, like, I have tons of friends on here who are under 13. And the response back from Adam Mosseri was, I don't want to hear it. So that says a lot. That's been previously published by Wall Street Journal.
Head in the sand. Yes. Exactly.
So the legal framework for COPPA is knowingly collecting data under 13 without parental consent. So if Meta doesn't know, then they can claim we didn't know. We didn't know we were collecting this data. Another thing in my colleague Alfred Ning, who helped me read through the lawsuit, who's our privacy reporter, found that Meta had autofilled when you join a birth date that was 13 years ago was like the least amount you could automatically fill, therefore complying with COPPA. If you put a date younger, you technically need parental consent. I haven't read, you know, like I said, some of this is redacted. So that is something that Instagram did change to the date automatically being today's date. So there's no influence there. Right now, they're going to say that, and that is true now. But in the past, that was like in 2019. It wasn't that long ago that Instagram used to do that so that you were kind of forced to say you were 13 or older.
We'll be right back. You know, in some ways, I think, you know, this legal approach they're taking does feel novel. On the other hand, as you're saying, it has drawn comparison to this legal battle in the 90s over cigarettes and tobacco. So how unprecedented is the action that is being taken against Meta right now?
Yeah, state AGs will say this isn't unprecedented in that we use and defend our consumer protection laws. I think what we're seeing is it's one of the first, maybe one of the biggest, I would say, 33 states approach to using it against social media. Because I think people, you know, maybe sign up for these without thinking of them as a product, like a physical car or a physical cigarette.
Sure, yeah.
But you're agreeing to terms of service with these companies that they say that we are protecting your data when in these lawsuits saying, you know, they're alleging differently that they aren't protecting the data of kids and that we are, this is a safe product. And then, you know, these states are alleging differently. So those lawsuits took long time, the cigarette ones, but they eventually led to very large settlements with these cigarette companies. The AGs didn't say quite, you know, that we're after Meta's money. They want Meta to initially stop these actions. They want to allegedly stop the harm. That's their first remedy they're seeking. But it would really require Meta and all of its products, we're talking Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, Threads, Messenger, to like fully redesign the product to make it agreeable to these AGs. And then that is Meta also admitting harm. So it's going to be a really tough fought battle here.
Right. You know, and it sounds like what you're saying in terms of what's at stake for Meta, you know, perhaps money down the line, but ultimately, like, it's their business model, it's the way their products are designed, which has longer and perhaps more severe repercussions for them than just a fine. You know, Facebook, Meta has paid large fines in the past.
And I mean, really not that large relative to their revenue and
exactly.
How much they bring in. And I don't want to leave off that this is just a Meta issue. And Meta wants you probably to remember that there are other platforms out there. And it's true. And these states are also going after TikTok. There has been a 46-state investigation into TikTok, alleging very similar addictive features that harm kids. And I could foresee another coalition lawsuit going after TikTok. We already have seen three state AGs sue TikTok individually. They're all Republicans. So there's a political angle into a deceptive practice dealing with TikTok's owner being based in China and that they're not forthcoming about that relationship. But there are in those same lawsuits allegations of that these addictive features and that they violate consumer protection laws in those states. So it is not just a Meta problem. And we have a lot of social media that kind of copycats each other because it's successful when you get kids and young people staying on them. The more time you have on their app, the more ads they get, the more clicks, the more engagement, you know, the more money for these platforms.
How has Meta responded to this massive lawsuit?
They've said, you know, quote unquote, they're disappointed. The state AGs are going this route. You know, they want to work with them on, you know, ensuring their products are safe on kids. But then they came out very strongly and said in the last several years, I think going back to 2018, they've designed 30 feature changes to their apps. And one of those is like automatically setting kids under 16's account to private. They use it, what they call an age verification technology to help them determine, you know, verify people's ages. I think that can get a little tricky because the more data you collect, the more privacy issues you run into. And they've all, you know, have a whole suite of a parental control center where parents can help supervise, you know, how much content and the time kids are on the app. So these are all things that Meta's rolled out. But honestly, these are industry standard. Like a lot of apps do this now. So I don't know if they're necessarily a leader on this. This is just this commonplace for apps to offer these services. And they've honestly rolled out more of these features as the heat has grown on them in recent years.
Right. Very reactionary. I mean, tech in general has been very reactionary.
They won't say that, but the time correlates very heavily to more and more lawsuits and more legislation from states and federal government.
Well, let's end with talking about that legislation because, you know, you are covering multiple efforts in Congress to pass some sort of child protection laws online that seem to be making some progress, then no progress. And what, I guess, is this lawsuit likely to have any effect on what's happening on the Hill?
I think they're going to watch. And it turns out a lot of our senators are former state AGs. So when I've talked to them about even the TikTok lawsuits the other week, you know, we have a lot of support with states like acting. But they do say they have the authority to act and they want to. The biggest bill is the Kids Online Safety Act. It made it out of the Senate Commerce Committee. It would require, you know, these platforms to ensure that their products are safe for kids in their design from the start and have annual audits. There's a lot involved. But it's got 45 plus co-sponsors, which is a lot in the Senate, more than last year. Schumer has listed kids online safety as a priority for the end of the year. So, like, whether it gets to the floor, TBD, there's not a lot of time left, and there is no comparison companion in the House. So, well,
there's
see.
Not even a speaker at the moment.
We don't even have a House speaker. So, let's be realistic. But, and it's gotten, this bill has particular pushback from privacy and civil rights groups who say, you know, it gets too much parental surveillance of kids and it could harm at youth at-risk youth and LGBTQ populations. That bill certainly has its critics. And in the states, we have quite a few Republican states passing like parental consent laws, wherein parents have to give consent for kids to get online. And then a California law that's similar to COSA, where it's directing the platforms to make them more protective from the start for kids. That California law got sued by tech and is now blocked. So there's been like bits, you know, fits and starts in legislation. And tech is not sitting down quietly and taking this. Like, they're pushing back on a lot of these laws and bills. So I'm not sure if Congress will act faster, honestly, or the lawsuit at this rate, you know. Right. But COSA has gotten a lot further than the previous year, so I will say that.
Well, Rebecca, thank you for being on Politico Tech.
Thanks for having me.
That's all for today's Politico Tech. For more tech news, subscribe to our newsletters, Digital Future Daily and Morning Tech. Music in today's episode comes from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our senior producer is Annie Reese. Our editors are Steve Heuser, Daniela Cheslow, and Louisa Savage. I'm Stephen Overley. See you here tomorrow.